As vote counting got underway, it appeared Ferdinand Marcos Jr. was surging ahead. He's the son and namesake of the former Philippine president, described by many as a dictator and ousted in the 1986 revolution.
I know that the count is not yet done, it's not yet over, but I wanted to issue a short statement, and it essentially is a statement of gratitude to all of those who have been with us in this long and sometimes very difficult journey.
10 candidates are running, but for the presidency, it's widely considered a two-person race. Vice President Lenny Robredo, who is also the leader of the opposition, is trailing behind Marcos Jr. Initial results show a lead so wide, poll experts believe it is unlikely Robredo can catch up.
Kaisa ninyo ako sa paniniwala.
I'm with you in the belief that the elections must respect the full voice and will of the people. It is important that the people continue their belief and respect for democracy.
More than 60 million Filipinos voted for the successor to President Rodrigo Duterte in one of Asia's oldest democracies. Here in one of the biggest polling precincts in Manila, voting day was marked with frustration about malfunctioning voting machines. People lined up for hours and refused to leave, even as the polls officially closed.
Gusto ko mabilang yung boto ko.
We want to be here. We want to see our ballots going through the machines and see the receipts.
Gusto ko po magstay kasi gusto ko po mabantayan yung boto ko.
We refuse to leave our posts. This election is too important and every vote is sacred.
The Election Commission assures the public that it is very much in control and the sanctity of the votes is still protected. A Marcos presidency would mean an extraordinary return for a family that was forcibly removed from power 3 decades ago through people power and could become the most consequential election in recent Philippine history. Jamel Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.